Yo, what's up? How are you guys? I have to be frank with you. I have to be honest with you. I am not sure what this podcast is going to be about, but I feel the need to talk to you because I have this urge to make you feel better because I have the power. And right now the situation is critical in many aspects. One of the aspects is the aspect of fear and negativity. So I wanted to share a bit of my PLP, peace, love, and positivity. I know it sounds, you know, a bit hippie. Czech people sometimes don't like it, but I feel that those who will, you know, frown upon this, those who will say that I'm a hippie, already are beyond the point of my help. So I'm gonna focus on those who I might be able to help a little. And by help, I mean make them feel better, make your day a bit brighter, make you feel a bit more positive and just chill. So I wanted to talk about some of the nice things around us and some of the ways that you can make yourself feel better, because I feel like the pressure of the fear is immense. Immense means very big. Okay, first things first. I've just thought about it a couple hours ago. How crazy it is that the word for Nova Prima Četečko we have is program. Programming. Do you guys even know what a program is? It's programming you. It's funny if you think about it. We take it for granted, right? Televizní program. But the program programs you. So you let it control you. You let it program you. And that's my first idea and my first tip that I want to share with my audience. Decide what will program you. Decide what you let yourself be programmed with. And it has a lot to do with attention. So, you know, you have to kind of work your way around the fact that you are an animal. And as an animal, you are meant to survive. That's your deepest mechanism. Mechanism, but mechanical. This is interesting, right? It's hard for me. My English is definitely not perfect, by the way. I haven't really spoken in a long time. So, as I was saying, you have to understand the mechanics of that, and that, you know, by letting this control you, it can cause a lot of trouble, because you're naturally bound to care about the negative things like the virus, right? But I don't want to make this just about the virus. I just feel like there's a lot of negative attention and a lot of fear in the air. So that's just my imploration. That's just my calling. I want you to think about what you focus on. Just turn off, you can turn off the news, and you can focus on the positive things. I'm not telling you to ignore the safety and the danger aspects of it, but just to channel it, to be smart about it. So I don't even watch the news, but I felt the pressure and I felt the impact of it. And by deciding what to focus on, I was able to make myself feel much, much better. And I think that this is the point. Many people don't even realize that it's up to them what they focus on, you know? Think about it. It's up to you what you focus on. And your focus creates your world. I think that people really underestimate focus. Maybe it's got something to do with the fact that it's so hard to focus in 2020, right? With all the distractions, there's so many of them. The notifications on Instagram, the pop-up ads and everything. But just choose what you focus on. That's my first tip, and try to focus on some good shit. Listen to positive music, listen to positive podcasts, and try to make yourself more happy by focusing on the good rather than giving in to your natural instinct to focus on the negative, right? Focusing on the negative can help you, or it used to help us a lot, even now, but that's no way to live a life, just to focus on the bad shit, right? So that's my first tip. I hope this makes sense. I'm really improvising 100%. I haven't thought about it, and hopefully this will help some of you. I think it will. Second point that I would like to address is, and it's gonna be hard for some of you to wrap your head around, but you are in control. You are in control of so many things. And I guess that fear has something to do with losing control, right? Losing control over your health, over your finances, over your security. I don't know, man, that's just a thought. But it's not true that you are not in control. And I'm surprised, why does nobody talk about this? There are so many ways. Okay, I said that I don't want to make it about the virus, but let's just use the virus, okay, as an example. You are totally in control of so many things, of so many areas in your life that you can improve. Like, for example, why does nobody, I don't know, nobody, I don't watch it that much, but from what I see, it feels like nobody talks about the fact that smoking increases the risk, I don't want to say how much, but a lot, by a big percentage, and also drinking alcohol, you know? So everybody's fucking scared, everybody's terrified, but not to the degree where they would stop smoking or maybe even limit smoking or drinking alcohol, the alcohol consumption, right? So we are freaking out, but we are not willing to take control of the things that we really do control. And not just that, but also, I don't know, eating right. You've been told, or we've been told many times, that basically the virus endangers, or the virus is a threat for unhealthy and sick people, right? If so, can you control being healthy, being ready to fight off the virus? By the way, we are able to fight the virus. That's the thing, right? It's just another virus. And if you're healthy, there's a good chance that you'll be okay. And, you know, so people would much rather spend their days freaking out and being terrified than taking control of the things that they can't control, because fear is paralyzing. So don't let yourself be paralyzed and take control, and just eat a bit more vegetables. Eat a bit less, or a bit fewer fries, French fries, or eat a bit fewer hamburgers, and do the things that you can control. Go out in the sun, exercise, be healthy, be ready to fight off anything that you can. Doesn't it feel so much better to do some shit? It's like preparing for a war. It feels like that to me, you know. So when you take control in this way, it puts your feet back on the ground and enables you to calm down. That's maybe the word I was looking for. So yeah, that's my second tip. Take control and do the shit that you can. And I'm not even gonna talk about the using the respirators and avoiding contact with people. I don't wanna, you know, this, I'm not an expert on this, so I will not even touch that subject. Google it. I'm not the right person to educate you on this. And last but not least, and I would, you know, I could talk for hours. You know me, I can talk for hours without even having anything to say, but this is not the case. but I really would talk longer, but my back is getting cold. Oh, there's a dung beetle. Do you guys know what a dung beetle is? Dung, D-U-N-G. The hovnival, dung beetle. Yeah, and he's rolling the shit, the ball of shit. Cool. So, sorry, I got sidetracked. So, as I was saying, I would like to talk longer, but my back is getting cold, and I'm gonna hit the road and finish my cycling trip. So, the last tip I want to leave you with is, I'm not sure what to call it, but let's call it gratitude and perspective. Can you hear the fly? Did you hear it? yeah, be grateful. Okay, so what I mean by gratitude. Okay, let's put it in an extreme. I just heard a fly. Isn't that great? And, you know, again, this is getting esoteric. Some people hate it. Czech people hate it. But really, you can be thankful for anything. I have healthy ears. I can hear a fly flying around. I can see a dung beetle. I have the ability to go outside on a Saturday and spend time, you know, doing what I love and not working. And as I said, gratitude and perspective. Put it in perspective. Let's compare it with people who lived 200 years ago. Okay, I've got a phone in my pocket, and I can communicate with fucking millions of people, and, you know, I could talk about gratitude for a long time, but the, again, this is, again, evidence-based, there's some real utility, there's some real use in practicing gratitude. If you practice gratitude, it's a little bit, it feels connected to meditation, because it has a lot to do with mindfulness and looking at things differently. I guess that we are wired in a way that makes us forget about the things that we take for granted, right? The things that are normal for you. Like you go to the bathroom, you go in the bathroom and there's hot water. You go outside and there are roads. Do you see what I mean? So I guess we tend to forget how awesome life is. And the utility in gratitude is that it makes you happy. It's like a hack, right? So I don't know, how about you? I don't talk about it that often, but sometimes it's hard for me to stay happy and stay positive. I have to work to be happy. I have to do some things. I have my methods. Maybe I could talk about it some other time. But one of these methods is practicing gratitude. Trying to, you know, when you wake up, trying to come up with the small, and, you know, the things can be small and big. I guess both can work. But yeah, with the fly flying around, being thankful for being able to hear it, I don't think that's a small thing. If you can hear a fly, that means you've got ears, and not everybody has ears, right? So, and the perspective part, I think that it's important to always, maybe even mathematical perspective, put, let's talk about the virus again, because I feel that it's on our minds, it's on the society's mind. So put the virus in perspective. Is it really, really, really that bad? Does it have to make you feel the way it does? Because I'm not denying the I'm not denying the scope of the situation and the seriousness of the situation. I'm just saying that it's not a reason to be unhappy. It's not a reason to be anxious. And there are ways to make yourself feel better. So that's ultimately what this podcast was about. Try to put things in perspective. You're still healthy, your family is healthy, even if you get the virus, right? The chances are you're still gonna live. Don't let it fuck with your head, because your head likes, in a weird, twisted way, your head likes being scared. Your head likes and your brain likes freaking out because it helps you survive. But don't let this lizard brain fool you. You are stronger than that. You're bigger than that. So to summarize this, I even forgot. Yeah, decide what you focus on. Decide where you put your attention. Try to put it in positive things. Take control. Be ready for the war. Try to put yourself in these shoes. Because it helps you feel more secure. So take control by eating right, by giving your immune system a chance, by maybe trying to smoke a little less and drink a little less. I definitely should work on that too. And three, put things in perspective and be grateful for the good things. So I hope this helped some of you. I hope this made your day better. I'm sitting in the sun with a smile on my face because I'm just, man, I'm a little zen today. I feel good. I think we're gonna make it, and life is good, man. Be grateful for it. Okay, let me know if you like the podcast. Bye bye. Yeah, and I almost forgot, I'm already standing up, getting ready to go, but if you've come this far, if you've been listening the whole time and you think there's value, please share this, okay? Maybe you don't even have to share the podcast, okay? I don't care about the views, I don't care about the numbers, I care about the message. So spread the message, try to look on the positive, okay, rather than the negative. So if whether you're going to share the podcast or just the ideas, please do. Okay. And yeah, I'm on my way. Bye.